And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about immigration and the Antichrist Revolution. Immigration and the Antichrist Revolution. Now, why are we wording it that way in particular? Well, because primarily what you have going on in the Western world with this mass immigration is not just trying to undermine the Western world, it's not just trying to undermine Western European culture, sometimes called white people. It's really not about that. I mean, that's certainly one of the arguments that is made. That is, a chief topic of media propaganda. They always use race baiting and racial arguments and this kind of thing. And I mean, Rob Reiner, the director slash actor, Hollywood guy, Rob Reiner, who used to play Meathead on the TV show All in the Family, he's known now for, I've heard him make these repeated comments that the supporters of President Trump are people who are trying to resist the browning of America. That's what he calls it. He's used that phrase over and over again, that if you support Donald Trump as president and the Trump administration and the whole Make America Great Again agenda, then really you're resisting the browning of America. That's why you don't want illegals to come across the border. And so they make it a whole racial issue. But all of that is just a smokescreen. It's a globalist smokescreen for what they are really doing. And what they're trying to do is to destroy Christian civilization. That's really what this is about. This is about the attempt to overthrow Christianity in the Western world, and not just in the Western world, anywhere in the world. I mean, just think about what happened during the Obama administration. Here you have Obama, who most people think was a closet Muslim and a socialist, even though he professed to be a Christian. Nobody really seems to believe in his profession of being a Christian. Nobody accepted that profession. And so what happens is he goes in, when he takes over as president, he pulls U.S. military forces out of Iraq, ISIS goes in, and just begins slaughtering and destroying the historic Christian population of that part of the world. Raping, robbing, murdering, enslaving, driving them out, everything. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are. I'm not sure if anybody knows what the real numbers are. But it's estimated that a vast majority of the Christians who lived in that part of the world and who have been there for 2,000 years, think about that, brethren. They've been there since the first century. And now their place in that part of the world has been largely annihilated, just been destroyed. And the way it was all done, it seems very, very deliberate. Very deliberate. That there was absolutely no effort to prevent it from happening, even though it could have been easily prevented. Could have been easily prevented. But it wasn't. And so there are those who believe that in the Western world, there is a plan among Western governments. That we've got traitors, and this is not hard for many of us to believe, that we've got traitors who have crept in and who are now working. I mean, I call them the Judas Iscariot Coalition. They're working to destroy Western civilization, really to destroy Christianity. But what's going on? Well, first we're going to look to the scripture, to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 2 and verse 1. And we read, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. So the kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The word anointed there means Christ. And that's how this is quoted by the Apostle Peter in the New Testament in the book of Acts of the Apostles, when he's talking about how the kings of the earth, how literally Pontius Pilate and King Herod got together with the Gentiles and with all the house of Israel, Peter says, and they conspired against Christ. And that conspiracy, if you will, continues right up to this very day. It's continued for 2,000 years. And that's what we're seeing happen. And I did a radio program, the past couple of radio programs I've been talking about this, then we had one of our listeners post an article to our Facebook page from LifeSight News, which here's the headline. It says, Bishop, a Roman Catholic bishop, Athanasius Schneider, who was speaking at the Rome Life Forum in May of this year, 2018. And the headline says, Bishop, mass migration, part of plan to water down Europe's Christian identity. So here you've got a Catholic bishop has stated that the mass migration from Africa and Asia into Europe in recent years is part of a plan to change the Christian identity of Europe. A Bishop Athanasius Schneider of Kazakhstan told an interviewer that the phenomena of so-called immigration represents an orchestrated and long-prepared plan by international powers to radically change the Christian and national identities of the European peoples. And then it goes on to say, he goes on to say, quote, these powers use the church's enormous moral potential and her structures to more effectively achieve their anti-Christian and anti-European goal. To this end, they are abusing the true concept of humanism and even the Christian commandment of charity. Which is, of course, I mean, he's hitting the nail right on the head. Now, why he is in particular saying this, you know, is he saying this because he's sincerely concerned? That's the way it's presented in the article. And he could very well be. There have been sincere priests, I think, Catholic priests in every generation. And we have many examples. I mean, in the 19th century, we often talk about Father Charles Chiniqui, who eventually converted and became a Protestant, just so we understand. But he could very well be sincere, or this could be one of those cases of the Vatican, the Jesuits putting him up to this. And so it's hard to say why this particular bishop is making this statement. But nevertheless, what he's saying is entirely consistent with all of the research that we have done on this issue and that a variety of other researchers have done. There's no question that this is a long, you know, this part that he says here, where he says this phenomena of so-called immigration represents an orchestrated and long prepared plan by international powers to radically change the Christian and national identities of the European peoples. Okay, and the fact that they're abusing the idea of humanism and the Christian commandment of charity, well, I mean, that's exactly what the Jesuits are doing. And all of their allies are doing the same thing, arguing that, well, you've got to be charitable. You've got to let all of these illegals come into your country. You've got to be charitable. You've got to let all these Muslims come into your country and build mosques and establish Sharia zones and all this other kind of stuff. Otherwise, you're not being charitable. You're not walking in the love of God, and on and on and on. That's what they're doing. And it's so painfully obvious that that's what they're doing. It's just interesting to see a Catholic bishop come out and acknowledge it, and for it to be published in something like LifeSite News. Now, here's another comment from the bishop that I found very interesting, and I'm sure members of our audience will find this very interesting. As the interview goes on, they're talking about the situation in Italy, and the new minister of the interior, Matteo Salvini, who's called a Eurosceptic. In other words, he's resisting the European Union, etc. And the bishop said that he applauded any European government's attempt to emphasize their nation's sovereignty and, quote, historical, cultural, and Christian identity against a new kind of Soviet Union with an unmistakably Masonic ideology, the European Union. So he's saying the European Union represents an unmistakably Masonic ideology. Very interesting. You have within the Catholic Church, you have many people who are, I mean, there are official documents against Freemasonry and the teachings of Masonry and this kind of thing. You've had this argument for years about whether or not the Freemasons infiltrated the Vatican, or did the Vatican infiltrate the Freemasons. There are those who have argued that really what's behind Freemasonry is the Jesuit general, the Black Pope, that he's the real leader of all these Masonic groups and so on. It's a controversy that has been debated for years. Something that I found very interesting several years ago is the fact that if you see a Freemason, a Scottish Rite Freemason, like Dr. S. Brent Morris, who we interviewed in our Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning series, and Riddles in Stone, he appears in Riddles in Stone. But anyway, if you look up his bio, one of the titles, and they're titled differently, but one of the titles is Supreme Council 33rd Degree, S.J. S.J. Now, their explanation for S.J. is S.J. stands for Southern Jurisdiction, the Scottish Rite Mason Southern Jurisdiction. That's what the S.J. stands for. Well, it just so happens that they use the same initials for the Jesuit order. If you're a Jesuit priest, then you're Father so-and-so, S.J., for Society of Jesus. And I've always thought it was a peculiar coincidence, and maybe that's all it is. Maybe it is just a coincidence. But your Scottish Rite Freemasons use those initials at the end of a title. They'll say 33rd degree, S.J., and again, they'll tell you it's Southern Jurisdiction. Is there something more at work there? Well, I believe that there has been from the time of Adam Weishaupt, because Weishaupt developed his ideas at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria, which was a Jesuit university, and then he went and he made a union with the Freemasons in Europe. And there you have, through Weishaupt and his Bavarian Illuminati movement, you have a very direct connection from that point onward between the Jesuits and the Freemasons. All right, let's go to our commercial break, and we will talk more when we come back right after this.
Christian Film Ministry, Adalam Films presents A Lamp in the Dark. The untold history of the Bible. Enter into a world of saints and martyrs battling spies, assassins, and wolves in sheep's clothing. A Lamp in the Dark unfolds the fascinating history, the Bible, and the lives of the saints who fought to preserve it. This exciting look into the times of valiant men of faith, such as John Wycliffe, William Tyndale, and Martin Luther, is a must-see for any follower of Christ. Filled with rich visual graphics and dramatic reenactments, A Lamp in the Dark is for church and Bible study groups around the world. Share with your church, your family, and friends the untold history of the Bible today.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madryn Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. Figure out how many are in your family. Figure out how many days you want to have food ready to be put into boiling hot water and have a good meal, and make your order. Now, again, you can order it from someone else, but if you order it from Worldview Weekend, we're not going to charge any shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling. Secondly, it's another way for us to generate revenue to underwrite the expenses of running Worldview Weekend, our radio and television ministry, and our free conference ministry. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
Okay, we are back. Praise the Lord, you guys. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we're talking about the situation with immigration and the Antichrist Revolution. Immigration and the Antichrist Revolution. Now, this is something that many people have been writing about, talking about for years. This is the plan of the globalists. I mean, really, their plan is to overturn Christian civilization collectively. Now we've got a Roman Catholic bishop who has come right out and defined exactly what's happening. And he's talked about the European Union having, quote, an unmistakably Masonic ideology. Chances are what he means by that is the idea of universal theology, the idea that all religions are somehow or other one and the same, that there's no difference between Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, Jesus, Zoroaster, etc., that they're all different prophets that ultimately guide humanity to the same light, if you will, to use the Masonic type terminology. That is what Masonic philosophy is. And in our film series, this is something that I most definitely oppose, because we utterly reject Masonic ideology, Masonic philosophy, in terms of its theology. Yes, there's the moral side of Masonry, where Masons will tell you they just want to make good men better, that they want to be strong, moral, noble pillars of the community who are doing the right thing, helping children, you know, being a trustworthy individual and honorable. That's something that Freemasons will promote. There's no question. But their theology is straight from the pit of hell. It is a betrayal of the gospel. It is basically a modern manifestation of the corruption that we read about throughout the Old Testament. I mean, you read about in Ezekiel chapter 8 how God takes Ezekiel into the temple and shows him how they are worshiping in what's supposed to be the temple of the Lord, and yet they're worshiping all these pagan gods and goddesses. Okay, the ancient men. You can go to 2 Kings chapter 17, and Read in verse 32 where it says, "So they feared the Lord and made unto themselves of the lowest of them priests of the high places, which sacrificed for them in the houses of the high places. They feared the Lord and served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances." In other words, they're worshiping the God of Israel and they're worshiping these pagan gods. That's why the scripture says they fear not the Lord. If they feared the Lord, then they wouldn't worship other gods. They would only worship the God of Israel, but they're not doing that. And it says, "Unto this day they do after the former manners. They fear not the Lord, neither do they after their statutes or after their ordinances or after the law and commandment which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel, with whom the Lord had made a covenant and charged them, saying, ye shall not fear other gods, nor bow yourselves to them, nor serve them, nor sacrifice to them. But the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power and a stretched out arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice. And the statutes and the ordinances and the law and the commandment which he wrote for you, ye shall observe to do forevermore. And ye shall not fear other gods. And the covenant that I have made with you, ye shall not forget, neither shall ye fear other gods. But the Lord your God ye shall fear, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies." That's God's promise. I think that, brethren, is one of the most important promises we can find anywhere in the scripture, because of the time that we are in today, where we are being, Christian civilization is being oppressed and intimidated by these false gods. By one, the false god Karl Marx and Marxism on the one hand, and then on the other hand, the false god Allah, the moon god of Islam. These are the two chief enemies, as I see it. And they're both being brought. In fact, since we've been talking about Freemasonry, you study your higher levels of Freemasonry. Once you get into Shriner Masonry, where they're wearing the red fez of Islam, that symbolizes what? Symbolizes the slaughter of Christians from centuries ago by the Muslims. And the Muslims dipped their white hats into the blood of the Christians. And so they adopted the tradition of dyeing their hats, which were from the town of Fez in Morocco. They dyed them this blood red color, symbolizing their slaughter of the Christians. And that's what your highest levels of Freemasonry, your Shriner Masons, that's the head garment that they wear. So make no mistake, the symbolism of it, historically, the symbolism of it is that of the destruction of Christian people, the mass murder of Christian people. And we've watched it happen over and over again throughout the 20th century. I mean, we've largely been protected from that kind of persecution in America, thank the Lord. But nevertheless, Christians all over the world have been suffering right up to this very day. Now, with all of this in view, here's a story posted on Breitbart London, where it says the headline, "BBC helps Black Studies professor claim the West is built on racism and call for Black revolution." Unchallenged, it says. And this was a story on BBC Newsnight. They gave a self-styled Black radical free rein to insist that the West is built on racism and that Black people should unite to secure reparations and stage a revolution. Now, this is somebody who promotes Malcolm X. As I've said before, Malcolm X was, I think, a terribly deceived individual. Why? Because he was a Black Muslim. Every Black Muslim who complains about slavery is either lying or deceived. The Blacks who were brought to America and other parts of the Western world as slaves were captured or kidnapped by the Muslims, black and Arab Muslims in Africa, made them slaves, and then turned and sold them to the white men. So a black Muslim cannot complain against white people. If you're a black Muslim, your black Muslim ancestors were involved in the slave trade. And your black Muslim cousins in Africa today are involved in the slave trade. They are kidnapping and enslaving millions of blacks right now. So the whole idea of the black Muslim radical is just completely absurd. It's hypocritical and absurd. We should call them out on it. Confront them. Don't let them get away with this. And part of me thinks, and I've thought for a while, that Malcolm X figured this thing out, and that this is why he ultimately left the Nation of Islam. And then he was killed shortly thereafter by his own people. And part of me suspects that the reason they killed him, I cannot prove this, but if you look at what was going on in Saudi Arabia, because he changed his view after he came back from Mecca. Why would he change his view? Well, because in Mecca, they had hundreds of thousands of slaves. So here he spent all of his time arguing against white people and Christian culture and so on. And now he goes to Mecca and his fellow Muslims are slave owners. And they got a bunch of black slaves. They have Yazidi slaves, most likely, based on the reports we've seen, who are white. And if Malcolm X saw all of that, and it's very likely that he did, he would have realized, wait a second, I've been attacking Christian culture and white people put an end to slavery in their countries, but the Muslims are still practicing slavery. He would have realized this whole thing with Nation of Islam is a sham. It's a lie. And that could very well have been the turning point for him. In fact, I've suspected that it was. I can't prove it. The official story is that he supposedly met blonde-haired, blue-eyed white men whom he said he could call his brother, presumably because they were Muslims. But there may have been more to the story than that. And the powers at work could have been fearful that Malcolm X was now going to turn and blow the whistle and start telling people, hey, wow, I went to Mecca and they've got all these slaves there. I mean, you know, oh, they haven't given up slavery. They're still practicing it. And here I've been beating up on the white men. And the reality is, you know, white people gave up slavery. They even fought a war to get rid of it. Nobody else has done that in history. Maybe white people are not as bad as we thought. You know, maybe we need to reconsider our position on all of this. That could very well have been what was influencing Malcolm X right before they killed him. But you have to look at the context of the history there and what he was being influenced by, what was going on, etc. And most people seem to think that Malcolm X was a sincere individual, very sincere about what he was doing. But what he symbolizes is really, I mean, the radical black Muslim guy, he symbolizes deception, a person who was deceived by globalist lies that have been fed into the black community, unfortunately. But that's what he represents symbolically. What are we told in the scripture? We're told that as time goes on, evildoers and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Many of the people who are promoting deceptive doctrines are themselves deceived. They don't recognize what they're a part of. They don't realize that they have been taken in by a deception and that this situation would get worse and worse as time goes on. And indeed, the word of God is true, brethren, because we're watching this happen in a variety of ways throughout the world we live in. In fact, we're told in Peter's second epistle, 2 Peter 1:19, Peter says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts." Praise the Lord. All right, brethren. That is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.